From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Security Council has recognized Adama Barrow as Gambia's president less than 2 hours after he was inaugurated in exile. The council's political backing comes as Senegalese troops, supported by the West African Regional Bloc ECOWAS, are reported to have crossed the border into Gambia to enforce the transfer of power. Margaret Bashir has more.
The 15-nation council unanimously supported a resolution condemning in the strongest possible terms attempts to prevent a peaceful and orderly transfer of power between longtime leader Yahya Jammeh, who refuses to step down, and Adama Barrow, who is the recognized winner of the December 1st presidential election. Council President, Swedish Ambassador Olof Skog, said the council's message is clear. The will of the Gambian people and the Gambian constitution must be respected. Margaret Bashir of the United Nations.
U.S. airstrikes in Libya killed several dozen Islamic State fighters late Wednesday. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said the attacks took place on two camps about 45 kilometers southwest of Sirte.
These strikes were directed against some of ISIL's external plotters who were actively planning operations against our allies in Europe. So these were critically important strikes for our campaign and a clear example of our enduring commitment to destroy ISIL's cancer.
Carter said the attack was carried out in conjunction with Libya's Government of National Accord. The United Nations has been invited to attend Syrian peace talks scheduled to begin Monday in Kazakhstan. A UN spokeswoman said Thursday that Secretary General Antonio Guterres asked Syrian envoy Staffan de Mistura to attend the negotiations. This is VOA News.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right.
There were fireworks and music Thursday night at the Lincoln Memorial on the National Mall in Washington. A huge crowd celebrated the coming inauguration of Donald Trump as President of the United States. Trump addressed the crowd.
This started out tonight being a small little concert. And then we had the idea, maybe we'll do it in front of the Lincoln Memorial. I don't know if it's ever been done before, but if it has, very seldom. And the people came by the thousands and thousands, and here we are tonight, all the way back.
Light rain and chilly temperatures are forecast for the inauguration ceremony tomorrow at noon, Washington time. Jim Malone takes a look at the ceremony.
Washington is a city in transition as the Barack Obama era draws to a close and the Donald Trump era is set to begin. Vice President-elect Mike Pence says the new administration is eager to get started.
We are all ready to go to work. In fact, we can't wait to get to work.
Trump is expected to focus on domestic policy in his first few months, especially job creation and cutting taxes. Jim Malone, Washington.
Even as officials prepared for the inauguration, two of Trump's cabinet selections faced confirmation hearings Thursday before Senate panels. They are Energy Secretary-designate Rick Perry, a former Texas governor, and Steve Mnuchin. He's in line to become Treasury Secretary. With less than a day left on his term, President Barack Obama made a final call to a foreign leader Thursday. Mr. Obama spoke by phone to German Chancellor Angela Merkel, whom he describes as his steadiest, most reliable international partner. The White House says the president thanked Ms. Merkel for her friendship and leadership. In the last major act as president, Mr. Obama is cutting short the sentences of 330 federal drug convicts. They bring to 1,715 the number of prisoners to get their sentences commuted by the president. Meanwhile, the Pentagon says four detainees from the Guantanamo military prison in Cuba have been sent to other countries. President Obama's final prison transfer. Mr. Obama is expressing displeasure at congressional actions that have kept him from closing the facility altogether. The South Korean news agency Yonhap says North Korea has probably built two missiles and has placed them on mobile launchers for test firing in the near future. The agency quoted military sources as saying they appear to be intercontinental ballistic missiles. Yonhap says North Korea may have intentionally leaked the news to send a message to the incoming U.S. administration of President-elect Donald Trump. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.